Thanks for your patience actually. So this presentation is closely related to the previous presentation I gave, and in this segment I'll present the proposed media for artificial pollination and its evaluation procedure. So far we all are aware of the challenges that we can face if we keep continuing using our present obsolete pollination approach. Global food crops pollination is insect dependent, however the efficacy of insect vector is weather dependent. Absence of pollinator pollination vector is very common in cold, windy or rainy condition, which can result in complete food set failure in an orchard. And on the other hand, warm weather condition can also influence pollinator disease like colony collapse disorder. We all know that the colony collapse disorder is a phenomenon that can result in mysterious disappearance of worker bees from the hive. And more than 2 to 5 managed colony beehives in USA was dead in past years, and which was second highest in over 9 years, according to a federal survey. And there is another factor, which is pollinizer. And if we don't find a compatible pollinizer which has a good bloom overlap, we might have problem with our food set. So I would skip this slide as I presented in my previous presentation. So we think that present pollination system is inefficient, and the success rate is unpredictable. Several pollination methods has been adapted to maintain the consistent cropping level. Some of them are insect dependent and some of them are not. For example, we can mention the bee inserts where this dry pollen were sprinkled on the bees as they leave the beehive on a forest trip. There are evidences that says that dry pollen were also mixed with inert materials like Lycopodium spores and hand pollinated on open flower. And in case of apple pollen, we have seen that the diluted pollen was applied using modified aerosol spray gun. In case of date palm, we have also seen the aircraft application of dry pollen. But further assessment of all these methods has failed to show the improvement in fruit set and eventual crop load. There are also several study has been done that indicates that spray pollination using aqueous solution offers several advantages over mechanical dusting. For example, it can provide more momentum on pollen droplets in adverse weather conditions like windy, rainy or other situation compared to dry pollen application. Another advantage could be the pollen could be pre-treated while it is dissolved in a suspension, either to enhance the germination percentage or increase the pollen tube growth. The hydration phase is a very important step in compatible pollen response, as it allows the quiescent desiccated dry pollen to regain its metabolic activity and prior to the pollen tube emergence. Several aqueous solution has been evaluated to serve as a suitable pollen carrier, and attributes of several nutrient component was quite evident in previous study when pollen was suspended in liquid medium. Appropriate concentration of sucrose and boric acid has been found effective to improve germination and pollen tube growth in Erica palm and in pistachio. Suitable concentration of sucrose can maintain the balance between the internal and external osmotic pressure in pollen grain, and thus preserving the normal vitality of pollen grain. Boric acid, which was also found effective in maintaining pollen tube length and pollen germination. Boric acid can change the polysaccharide reticular formation along the pollen cell wall, and can help in improved growth of pollen tube along the style. It has been noticed that boric acid was only beneficial when it was applied in low concentration. There is another component, which is calcium. Calcium can bind with pectate carboxyl group along the pollen cell wall, thus improving the structural rigidity of cell wall and also influence the cell wall permeability. In one of the study, we have seen that a gradient range of 0.05% to 0.1%, it almost doubled the pollen tube length in oil palm. So there must not be any doubt that our alternative pollination approaches require an upgrade to justify its precision level. And to make this happen, a sustainable media development is required. So our vision is to develop a liquid suspension media that can maintain the optimal pollen viability and also the duration, and that can be also applied via an electrostatic application system. We are investigating the efficacy of an electrostatic application system and by developing liquid media and developing and using liquid media which can be a suitable carrier medium under field condition. We are using processed pollen supplied by our collaborator Farman Pollen, and then we select candidate suspension components and we prepare a series of concentration gradient for each component. And afterwards, each concentration component gradient components and their combination of concentrations were evaluated in terms of pollen germination. In vitro pollen viability tests were designed to find the influence of several suspension components on pollen germination and as well as on pollen duration of pollen viability in liquid of fruit crops. We are evaluating role of suspension media and role of application system. In first segment, we are evaluating only role of suspension media without using sprayer on agar plates. In second segment, we will evaluate role of application system, that is the electrostatic sprayer, which will spray from a constant distance at constant speed from a standard height on agar plates. In each case, we will use candidate or pollen suspensions. Agar plates were prepared using agar and sucrose. Each replicate plates were having equal amount of agar solution. Three pollen genotypes per crop were used. An equal amount of aliquot from treatment solution were applied to each of the five replicate agar plates, which were kept at 5, 30, and 60 minutes incubation periods. Afterwards, pollen viability assessment was performed under a confocal microscope after 24 hours of incubation in dark at room temperature. During data collection, three field of view was taken from each replicate plates, and before the viability data was taken, and the microscope was calibrated, and each field of view was equal to 2.2 millimeter. Looking at the 60 minutes incubation data from Switcher Rainer, we have seen that all the sucrose concentration were superior than control, and the highest germination percentages were obtained from 2% sucrose. In case of Herr Bartlett, we have seen that 1% has shown the highest percentage of germination, and then it was a gradual decrease with the increasing concentration of sucrose. In case of boric acid, we have found 0.05% showing the highest percentage of germination in Rainer, and then a sudden fall, and then we also noticed the gradual decrease from 0.1% onwards. In case of pear, the similar treatment picked with higher germination percentage, but the increase and decrease in decrease was more or less gradual in germination percentage. In case of calcium chloride, we have found after 0.07% there was a sharp decline in Rainer, and in pear Bartlett we cannot say that the decrease is gradual with a similar concentration. We evaluated the individual component effect, and superior concentration in terms of pollen germination contributed to build composite solution. We have also tested two different surfactant solution, which was regulate and add weight or simplot. We found in Rainier suspension media with regulate resulted a 38% increase in germination percentage than control, whereas in suspension media with add weight resulted no germination at all. In case of pear birdlet, we have seen that suspension media with regulate resulted 33% increase in food set compared to control, and there was a negligible effect with suspension surfactants add weight 90. In Radicchios, we have found that the suspension media without surfactant resulted 37% increase in germination percentage, and when we added regulate, it was only 4% less, which was not that much decrease in terms of pollen germination. Whereas suspension media with add weight 90 or simplot has shown no traceable germination. So some significant findings. We have found that the pollen germination didn't improve with the increasing concentration of sucrose in solution, and a lower concentration of boric acid and calcium chloride was required for higher germination in all cultivars. Regulate performed well as a suitable surfactant for artificial pollination, and composite suspension was promising, but further work is required to ensure higher germination percentage and consistent electrostatic flow rate. I'd like to acknowledge my advisor, Dr. Matthew Whiting, committee members, and Washington Deferred Research Commission for funding, and all of our technical collaborators and personnel. Contacts for more information, and thanks for your attention. Questions?
Questions?
Here you showed germination percentage. Does that correlate well with pollen tube growth or fertilization or fruit set?
Well,
yeah,
so the question is, the germination, does the germination percentage correlate with the fruit set or pollen tube growth? We haven't quantified the pollen tube growth rate. We are considering to add as a parameter this year. But we are using the same, this is an ongoing process of in vitro tests, and we are using the solution developed in our lab to the field. So all the fruit set that I presented in my last presentation was one of the result of our suspension solution we developed in our lab.
I'm wondering if you tested the effects of regulate alone in the absence of the other components?
Yes, we tested, and it was very negligible effect. But with regulate, we found like the same as we have seen, no germination at all. But with add weight, But with regulate, it didn't affect that much.
Any idea what the add weight was doing? Was it killing the pollen or preventing germination?
Actually, it was not killing. The pollen were intact, but there was no pollen tube growth. So, yeah. Regulate and add weight both are non-ionic surfactant, and it has an active ingredients mostly from alcohol derivatives.
And what was the pH of your resulting solution?
We haven't traced the pH for the solution, but we're considering it for our future trials.
I think I missed it, but can you repeat what the mode of action of the boric acid was? Why I saw that you had results why you wanted to try it, but I wasn't sure why boric acid was the motive action was.
The boric acid was beneficial for pollen tube growth actually, and it was helping in changing polysaccharide reticular formation along the pollen cell wall, so it helps in pollen tube elongation. That was the main role of boric acid.
Last questions. Thank you very much.